If you're anything like me, you're all about getting the most out of what you're growing.
Absolutely.
And doing it well.
Yeah.
So we're taking a deep dive today into something brand new.
Mm-hmm.
It is an AI agent being launched by Climate Light Limited.
Yes.
And it's in partnership with gardenadvice.co.uk.
Yeah, right.
And we're going to really try to understand what this technology can do, both in your garden and maybe beyond.
That's right.
And we're basing this on the press release they put out announcing this launch.
Absolutely.
So what is it at the core that makes this different?
Well, it's fascinating because it's an intelligent and semi-intelligent AI agent.
Okay.
And what that means is it's starting with vegetable production in your garden, but the ambition is much larger. It wants to target agriculture as well.
Wow.
So think of this as combining Climate Light's proprietary AI with the advanced pattern recognition of OpenAI technologies. So it's the same kind of technology that's behind sophisticated language tools, but applied to growing. So this is a move towards truly data-driven horticulture and agricultural forecasting.
So.
And the semi-intelligent aspect means it will likely initially focus on specific tasks and evolve its broader intelligence over time as it gets more data.
So this is more than just like, you know, a planting calendar.
Oh, way more.
What kind of information is this AI actually using?
Absolutely. It's pulling in a really comprehensive set of real-time data from a meteorological network.
Okay.
We're talking about ambient light levels. We're talking about air temperature, very localized soil temperature, pest activity, soil moisture, and air humidity.
Wow.
It is getting it all.
So it's really comprehensive.
It really is. And this constant stream of precise environmental information is what allows it to make these highly detailed predictions.
So for somebody like me, you know, who wants to grow some nice tomatoes, what kind of advice can this AI give me?
This is where it becomes really useful for you. It provides highly tailored, actionable insights.
Okay.
So imagine knowing the absolute best dates to sow and harvest your specific vegetables based on your very precise conditions.
Okay.
And it can also give you customized feeding schedules and even proactive warnings and strategies for dealing with pests before they become a problem.
So it's almost like preemptive pest control.
It is.
Wow.
And it's about moving from general gardening advice to hyper-local real-time guidance.
Now, I saw something in the press release about mycorrhizal products.
Yes.
How do those fit in?
That's a key part of Climate Light's vision.
Okay.
They have an upcoming range of these beneficial fungi, which enhance plant health and nutrient uptake.
Right.
And the AI is specifically being developed to work in conjunction with these products.
Wow.
So the idea is the AI's precise recommendations will maximize the effectiveness of the mycorrhiza, leading to stronger, more productive plants and a much more sustainable way of gardening and eventually farming.
So it sounds like it's starting in the backyard, but what's the bigger picture for this?
The potential implications of this are really significant.
Okay.
So if you can achieve this level of precision in home gardens, imagine scaling that up for larger agricultural operations. So you could see increased efficiency, less waste, and more reliable harvests.
Right.
And the press release even touches on community-driven crop security, suggesting that this could be a tool for building more resilient local food systems in the face of climate change.
And this is not just like a one-time launch.
No, no.
This technology is going to keep improving.
This is an evolving system.
Right.
So we can anticipate regular updates, increasingly accurate predictions, as the AI learns from a growing data set, and the integration of even more data points over time.
So if I can try to summarize this new AI agent from Climate Light and gardenadvice.co.uk.
Yes.
It's using real-time data and pretty advanced AI to give very, very specific advice to people who want to grow vegetables.
Yes.
And they're linking it with sustainable gardening products like these Mice Maro Z.
That's right.
But the really big potential here seems to be in how this kind of precision agriculture could change food production on a larger scale.
Absolutely.
And boost our local resilience when it comes to, you know, climate change.
Precisely. And that really raises a compelling question for all our listeners.
Okay.
How might this growing trend of integrating AI and real-time data fundamentally reshape how we produce food and manage our local resources in the years to come?
So it's really about a smarter and more resilient future for what we eat.
Exactly.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
For this deep dive, and we'll see you next time.
I'm looking forward to it.